Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabert, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
There is crime in the land.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, Heavenly Father. Welcome, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign another awesome Sunday morning. Yes, Lord, our prayer is to heal our land. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Good morning, Heavenly Father. Happy Father's Day, Heavenly Father. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers all over the land for him to heal our land. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God, because this is the day the Lord has made, and we choose to rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Have your way in every nation today, Father God, in every state today, the 50 states, Lord God. Oh, we just say thank you, for this is the day the Lord has made, and I choose to rejoice and be glad in it. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Everything in me will praise the Lord. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We thank you for healing our land. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we just welcome you, Holy Spirit, with a humble heart and stretched out arms today and praising you for who you are. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God, the Lamb that was slain for each and every one of us. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. We welcome you in our services on today. We welcome you in our homes on today. We welcome you in our neighborhoods today to have your way, Lord God, to drive out all the violence in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Father God, for being our Father today. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Is no violence in heaven. Is no sickness in heaven. And we thank you for bringing heaven to earth for your children all over the land. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, we just come to bless your name today, Father. We thank you for the visionary of this line, Lord God, as he continuously reach out and to your people all over the land, continuously pull back into him, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we just thank you for the man of God. We just thank you for the visionary. We thank you for Mom and Dad Matthews. If it hadn't been for Mom and Dad Matthews, we wouldn't have a prophet Matthews. So we thank you for continuously strengthening his mom and dad, Lord God, daily, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. We lift Reetha up today that faithfully works behind the scenes, Lord God. Continue to heal and strengthen her entire family, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we bless your name today, Father. We stop by to say happy Father's Day to our Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. That want to have all of us in his hand. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God that makes a way out of no way. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God, which is our source, and he provides us with resources. We say happy Father's Day to our Heavenly Father, because this is the day you have made, and we are rejoicing. Hallelujah, Lord God. We have eyes to see today, ears to hear, hands to raise up in praise, the activity of our limbs. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God, and we say thank you. We didn't get a 911 call on last night. Our loved ones are still in the land they're living. We say thank you. We thank you for all our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, nieces and nephews, cousins, Lord God. We just thank you for our family today, Father God. In the name of Jesus, because you are a soul man. You are about the souls, and we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. No weapon formed against your people shall prosper. Every tongue rise up shall be condemned. Oh, we come to bless your name today. You say, if you be lifted up, you will draw all men unto you. So we come to lift you up this morning and praise you for your drawing power, your wonderful power moving in this hour. May you be continuously glorified when we say thank you for healing our land. We say thank you for men in broken hearts today. In the name of Jesus, oh, we just come to bless your name today, Father. We lift up all bereaved families all over the land today. We thank you, Lord God, that you're healing, restoring, and repairing their hearts today, Father God, that you're placing right people in their path today, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh, we just bless your name today, Father. We just say how much we love you today, Father. We need you, Lord God. We nothing without you, Father God. But we can do all things through Christ that strengthen us today. We lift up our neighbors to you and their children to you today, Father God. Have your way in their lives today, Father God. Order their footsteps, lead and direct them in all truth today, Father God. Because it's all about you, not about me, but about you. About me doing your will and your way. Hallelujah. And I'm asking you to have your way. Order all our footsteps, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood over the atmosphere because we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but principalities in high places. We come to tear down strongholds of violence today. Hallelujah. Stress, oppression today. We come to tear them down in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we welcome you, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign. We speak your peace. My peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives to us. Let our hearts not be troubled, neither be afraid. We thank you for peace today. Peace in our lands today, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, and we just bless your name today. Our prayer is to heal our land, to heal and deliver our land, Lord God. And we say thank you, Lord God. Oh, we just come to bless your name today, Father God. We thank you for breakthroughs in every area of our life today, Father God, and not a breakdown. We thank you that we're getting better and not bitter. We thank you that we're the victor and no longer the victims. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God, because you're healing and repairing our land, and we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father. We lift up the president and the vice president and their families today, Father God. Heal in the White House today, Father God. Heal in Washington, D.C. today, Father God. From corner to corner, top to bottom in Washington, D.C. today, Father God. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. The right people in their path, Lord God. That we encourage them to do the right thing, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, have your way in the White House. Have your way in Washington, D.C. Heal and deliver and set free. In the mighty name of Jesus, and we just bless your name today. We come to cast all our cares upon you because you care for each and every one of us, Father. And we say thank you, Heavenly Father. Oh, we bless your name today. We lift up the homeless all over the land today, Father God. We ask you to open up doors for the homeless that can't no man close. Close doors that can't no man open for the homeless, Lord God. Heal the land, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, we just come to bless your name. And in Psalms 150, said, let everything that have breath praise you, the Lord. We breathing this morning. We come to praise you this morning. We come to say hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. The Lamb that was slain for us, that's blameless. Hallelujah, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, we bless your name today, Father. We bless your name today, Father. Stir up the gifts in your people today, Father. Stir them up, and set them on fire today, Lord God, for you. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we bless your name today. We thank you for your healing power for baby Michael, Lord God. We thank you for your healing power today, Father God. Continue to strengthen his little vessel, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, let his parents be a testimony today, how you're bringing their baby out, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are a cancer healer. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we say thank you. You're mending hearts today, Lord God. You open up arteries to hearts today with people with heart problems today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, stir up the gifts in your people today, Lord God. And we come to give you the praise and give you the glory because we are absolutely nothing without you. Absolutely nothing. But we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. So we thank you for pouring your strength down on your people today. Your peace, your love. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Help us to love like you love, Lord God. Unconditionally. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we just bless your name today. We bless your name today, Father God, for your healing power in the hospitals on today, in the nursing homes on today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Healing power in the penitentiaries on today, the county jails on today. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. Have your way, Lord God, because your right hand holding us all up. You have no favorite child. You have no grandchildren. You have no nieces or nephews. We are your sons and daughters, and we say thank you. Oh, we just come to bless your name today. Bless your name. Bless your name. We come to holler your name, the name above all names. And we say thank you. Oh, we bless your name today, Lord God. In your precious son, Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen. And we praise you for healing our land today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We honor you, we praise you, we magnify you, and we extol you, O Father God, for who you are and who you have come to be, O Father God, in each and every one of our lives, O Father God. You have blessed us, O Father God, with the richness of your glory. You have blessed us even with life, O Father God. Even life, O Father God, to as you woke us up this morning, O Father God. And we receive that you have given us, O Father God, to catch that breath of life this morning. So that our entire being, O Father God, will work and move in those things that you have decreed and declared in your word for us to move in and to do. O Father God, we thank you and honor you and glorify you, O Father God. Oh, we thank you, even Father God, now, O Father God, for endowing us with power, O Father God, and to do greater things, O Father God, as you have instructed us to do, O Father God, and especially in these latter days and times, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, for manifesting that your love and that spirit within us, O Father God, so that we, O Father God, may be the vessels, O Father God, to produce those things here upon the earth, O Father God, that you desire for us to move in and to do from the very beginning. Oh, we thank you and honor you, O Father God, that you have given us strong intent, O Father God, in a deep spiritual focus, O Father God, to project, O Father God, our thoughts, O Father God, into those areas, O Father God, that the enemy, O Father God, has seemed to have taken over, O Father God, in the lives of your people, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, for setting us free from all of those strongholds, O Father God, that he have established up in our lives, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, for making all things new, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, that you have given us the ability, O Father God, to think on things, O Father God, as if, O Father God, the enemy have never existed in our lives in this season, O Father God. But your word has established itself so strongly within us, O Father God, or it has overtaken, O Father God, our entire soul, O Father God, our mind, our will, and our emotions. Because everything that comes through, O Father God, our vocal cords, O Father God, is established, O Father God, within us upon your word, O Father God. And, O Father God, we thank you, O Father God, for loving us in that way, to establish those things within us, O Father God, to equip us, O Father God, for the weapons that is needed, O Father God, mentally, O Father God, to fight this battle, O Father God, and to stay focused and to stay strong. Oh, we thank you, O Father God, for what our Lord and Savior Yahshua HaMashiach done up on Calvary, O Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, O Father God, that everything that he done upon Calvary to be established within our lives, O Father God, without being tossed to and fro, without being mentally challenged, O Father God, but we stand upon the foundation of your word and its integrity, O Father God. We stand upon the unadulterated word, O Father God. We stand upon the revealed word, O Father God, that you are revealing to each and every individual, O Father God, to as your understanding, O Father God, has brought them to, O Father God, to establish, O Father God, your kingdom here upon earth, O Father God. O Father God, we thank you, O Father God, for your unfailing source of supply, O Father God, in those areas, O Father God, that is lacking within us, O Father God. Oh, we thank you, we honor you, we glorify you, O Father God, Oh, we thank you, O Father God, for planting us by the river of your love, O Father God, so that we may bring forth the fruit, O Father God, in due season, and especially in this season, O Father God, where the leaves will not wither, O Father God, and whatever, O Father God, that we put our minds to, based upon your word, O Father God, it will prosper, O Father God, because of your grace, O Father God, even make mistakes to prosper because of your love for us. Oh, Father God, we honor you and we thank you, oh, Father God, for the things that you are establishing in the lives of your people, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you for your healing, oh, Father God, a word, oh, Father God, piercing even our bone and mouth, oh, Father God, separating, oh, Father God, those things, oh, Father God, that is not of you, oh, Father God, with the sword of your word. To separate those things from us, O Father God, that may have built the foundation upon, O Father God, but you have revealed to us, O Father God, a greater understanding, O Father God, and we are establishing those things, O Father God, from our personal relationship with you and our understanding that you have established within us to understand your word in every situation that we may encounter in life, O Father God. O Father God, we thank you, O Father God, for what you're doing. Oh, we thank you for equipping us, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for not letting us, oh, Father God, be subject, oh, Father God, to the systems of this world that has been established, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, you have said, oh, Father God, that we should edify and build up each other. But the enemy's camp, we come to tear down, destroy, and annihilate and decimate, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for giving us eyes to see. We thank you for taking those blinders off, oh, Father God, because we was blind, oh, Father God. We was once blind, but now we are. You have given us the ability to see, oh, Father God, or to see, oh, Father God, to whereas our whole body, oh, Father God, maybe it's full of light now, oh, Father God. Not maybe, but now, oh, Father God, it is full of light, oh, Father God, because of the Spirit, oh, Father God, that you sent, Father God, after he ascended into the heavens, oh, Father God, and sits upon your right throne, that sent us a comforter to teach us and to guide us and to lead us into all truth, oh, Father God. And, oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, that the word that you have given us before, we fought against it, oh, Father God, because our lack of understanding, oh, Father God, oh, Father God, because we thought it was from the enemy, oh, Father God, but you are revealing things unto us, oh, Father God, to tear down the enemy's camp, oh, Father God, and we are thanking you for that. We thank you for selling them that within us, oh, Father God, so that we may stand upon your word, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we magnify you and we glorify you, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, you are worthy to be praised, oh, Father God. And we thank you and we honor you and we glorify you, oh, Father God, because there's no one like you, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, you are worthy to be praised, oh, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God, for what you're doing. Thank you, oh, Father God, for all of the things that you have done for us in the past to bring us to the place that we are at now in our life, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we magnify you and we glorify you, oh, Father God, because we know, oh, Father God, there's no one like you, oh, Father God. Even in your word, oh, Father God, you say in the last days, oh, Father God, that you say you will pour out your spirit, oh, Father God, upon all flesh, oh, Father God. And our sons and our daughters, oh, Father God, shall prophesy. And our young men, oh, Father God, we see visions, oh, Father God. And the old men will dream dreams, oh, Father God. Father God, I thank you, oh, Father God, for when the word comes forth, oh, Father God, from our sons and our daughters, oh, Father God, and even the men, oh, Father God, the old men that have dreams, and you have given them interpretations, oh, Father God, of those dreams to give out unto others, oh, Father God, to strengthen and establish a foundation, oh, Father God, because it comes from a revealed place, oh, Father God. We thank you for tilling the grounds, oh, Father God, of their ear gate, oh, Father God, and in their heart, so that they may receive it, and when they receive it, it will fall upon good ground. Even for the churches, oh, Father God, today that's administering your word unto your people, oh, Father God, and the people that are going to those churches and those establishments, oh, Father God, I ask that you would put a hedge of protection around them, O Father God, and also prepare their hearts, O Father God, so that the word, O Father God, that they may hear may fall upon good ground, O Father God, and no weapon formed against them, O Father God, shall prosper in the area, O Father God, of misunderstanding, O Father God, or misinterpreting. Oh, Father God, they will get it, oh, Father God, the way that you said it and the way that you meant it, oh, Father God. And we thank you and we honor you for glorifying that up in the lives of your people, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we can't magnify you and glorify you enough, oh, Father God, for what you have done and the things that you have brought us through and the things that you have gone through or bring us through, oh, Father God. Even thank you, oh, Father God, for blotting our eyes for some things, oh, Father God, that we don't see them, oh, Father God, because you know how they may affect us, oh, Father God. We even thank you, oh, Father God, for blocking some things from coming to our ear gate because you know, oh, Father God, how we may measure those things that we hear, O Father God, because of the old man, O Father God, that may have some areas of in our lives, O Father God, to measure those things from the old. But Father God, thank you for bringing us into the new, because you are making all things new, and it is still based upon the foundation of your word, O Father God. And we thank you and we honor you and glorify you, O Father God, for the newness of life that you are establishing up in your people, O Father God. O Father God, we magnify you, we glorify you, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, for enforcing our life, O Father God, to the maximum capacity, O Father God, to carry your weapons of warfare, O Father God, to come against those things, O Father God, that is not of you, that we may see silently through discernment, O Father God, the things that they are going through, O Father God. But just by our thoughts, O Father God, of love, O Father God, for that person to be delivered and set free, O Father God, the prayer that even we may pray eternally, O Father God, is going to have this effectual work up in the life of that individual, O Father God, that you have laid upon our heart, that we may have seen, O Father God, in the grocery store or doing our daily chores, O Father God. We are vessels of you, O Father God. Establish your kingdom here upon earth to destroy the kingdom of Satan, O Father God, to have it establish itself here upon this earth, O Father God. O Father God, we thank you for your righteousness, O Father God. Oh, we thank you, O Father God, for establishing those things within us that is needed, O Father God, that may have been lacking within us, O Father God, and through your word being ministered to us, O Father God, as our ear here, O Father God, it is growing and being established within us, O Father God, and being fortified, O Father God, and strengthening us, O Father God, in those areas, O Father God, that is needed to be established in. O Father God, you have unfailing love, O Father God, and an unlimited source of supply, O Father God, that you have for each and every one of us, O Father God. Thank you for opening up the windows of heaven, O Father God, and pouring those things out within us, O Father God, and each individual life that is needed, O Father God, and that you are measuring it, O Father God, when you give it to us, O Father God, so that pride, O Father God, and none of those things, O Father God, may rise up in us, O Father God, but the pure, unadulterated love, O Father God, that you have for us, O Father God, we will show it to others. Because we only do, O Father God, in this dispensation, season, and time, what we see you do or we understand you to do, or the love that you have for your people to do, O Father God. O Father God, we are emanating you, O Father God, through the eyes of Christ, O Father God, to do those things, O Father God, that is very pleasing to you, O Father God. Oh, we thank you and we honor you and glorify you and magnify you, O Father God, because there's no one like you, O Father God. Thank you, O Father God, for tearing down the strongholds within our life, O Father God, that may have suddenly kept us bound, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, for establishing righteousness, O Father God, within us, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, for even establishing a greater love within us for people, O Father God, a greater love for righteousness, O Father God, a greater love for morality, O Father God, a greater love, O Father God, in everything that we encounter, O Father God, because we are only going to do what we see you do through the eyes of Christ and through the mind of Christ, O Father God. Thank you, oh Father God, for regulating those things within us. Thank you, oh Father God, for the men, oh Father God, rising up to their rightful place, oh Father God. Thank you, oh Father God, for giving us the ability, oh Father God, to not move in the flesh as we have moved before, oh Father God, but move in the spirit, oh Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh Father God, for establishing that in the lives of your men today, oh Father God. Thank you, oh Father God, for all things being made new, O Father God, in the lives of your people, O Father God. O Father God, we thank you, O Father God. O, we honor you, we magnify you and glorify you, O Father God, because there's no one like you, O Father God. O Father God, thank you, Father God. Thank you for your word, O Father God. Thank you for your spirit, O Father God. Thank you for your discernment, O Father God, that you are establishing in your people, O Father God. Thank you, O Father God, for your healing virtue, O Father God, going throughout the land, strengthening us, O Father God, so that we may stand strong and not be weak, O Father God, in the areas and the things, O Father God, that may be coming, O Father God, at our doorsteps, O Father God, but you have given us, O Father God, the ability and the power, O Father God, to overcome those things, O Father God, and to not, O Father God, be subject to those things like the world, that the world wants to be subject to, O Father God, but we will stand up, O Father God, as mighty warriors, O Father God, carrying your word and establishing your kingdom, O Father God. Oh, we thank you, O Father God. We thank you. We honor you. We magnify you, O Father God. But there's no one like you, O Father God. O Father God, you was from the very beginning, in the beginning of beginnings, O Father God. Even before there was any words or scriptures being established, O Father God, to be written down for us to know of you, O Father God. You was and is and will always be, O Father God. And we thank you, O Father God, for revealing that unto us, O Father God, and to our hearts, O Father God, to even know you personally, O Father God, and to know your voice personally, O Father God, and the voice of strangers, O Father God, that we may have, Father, before, O Father God, we will not adhere to or follow, O Father God, again, O Father God, because you are making all things new, O Father God. You're establishing your kingdom, O Father God, and thank you, O Father God, for making us and having us to be kingdom citizens, O Father God, even here, walking upon the earth, O Father God, establishing your kingdom. O Father God, we thank you, O Father God, for your overcoming power, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, for healing, O Father God, going throughout the land, O Father God. As many people are suffering, O Father God, they are suffering, O Father God, in their physical bodies, O Father God, which have them to think things mentally, O Father God. But I ask that you would give the people a peace, O Father God, who are going through things, O Father God, up in their bodies, O Father God, that may subject them to think things and be challenged within their mind, O Father God. O Father God, but I thank you, O Father God, for you caressing them, O Father God, and touching them, O Father God, and let them know that you have not went nowhere, O Father God, that you still are here. You're sitting upon the throne of their heart, O Father God, and you are regulating things, O Father God, in righteousness, O Father God. O Father God, thank you, O Father God, for doing that for your people, O Father God. Thank you, O Father God, for the things that you have done for your people, and thank you for the things that you're going to do for your people, O Father God, because you're wise, O Father God. You wise, O Father God, in all that you do. And we thank you, O Father God, for that wisdom that you are establishing within us also, O Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do in the lives of your people, O Father God. Thank you, O Father God, for regulating the systems, O Father God, within our bodies, O Father God, that they are moving in righteousness. Thank you, O Father God, for delivering us, O Father God, from the systems of this world, O Father God, that comes against your systems, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, for your the rulers, O Father God, and the spiritual realms and the spiritual dimensions, O Father God. O Father God, we call upon your warriors and ministering angels, O Father God, to be sent out, O Father God, to be encamped, O Father God, around each and every individual house, O Father God. We thank you for your hedge of protection, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, for not for not letting the enemy come nigh their dwelling, O Father God, that may enforce their thinking, O Father God, to be deterred. Because in your word, O Father God, you say, so is the man thinking, so is he. So we thank you, O Father God, for putting a guard, O Father God, around our minds, O Father God, and you're establishing the mind of Christ within us, O Father God. O Father God, we thank you, O Father God, for him being our example, O Father God. Thank you, O Father God, for renewing our minds, O Father God. Thank you, O Father God, for clearing the dross, O Father God, from away from our eyes, O Father God, so that we may see like you see, hear like you hear, and do like you do. And we glorify you and magnify you for the things that you are doing in the people's lives. Shalom.
Thank you, Father. Father, we give your name the glory. We honor your name. We thank you in this hour that your name is being forever glorified within us. We thank you even now that you have given us the opportunity, Lord God, to magnify you even in this hour. You are Father, and surely we glorify you. Father, we thank you that your word has caused us to be drawn to you. We thank you even now that your love, Lord God, seeks us out. We thank you even now, Lord God, that it manifests who you are. We thank you even now, Father God, that you have assigned us. You have assigned us in the earth, Lord, that we may manifest your glory, that we may, Lord God, exhibit who you are, that we may draw men, Lord God, and compel men to come unto you. Thank you even in this hour. Thank you, Lord God, that your cleansing anointing, that the washing and the purging, that the very presence of the Holy Spirit that live within us, that it would draw us, Lord God, nigh unto you, that we may seek you with all of our hearts. Thank you even now, Lord God, as you pour out, Lord God, pour out your presence, Lord God, on each and every father in this hour. Pour out your presence, Lord God, your presence of your grace, the presence of your deliverance, the presence of your healing. We thank you even now that it's manifesting, Lord God, it's going far and near. Lord God, you said in your word that we're able to send the word. So we send the word to fathers. We send the word to fathers, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua. Oh, Father, we thank you even now, Lord God, that your very presence, Lord God, would envelop them, that your very presence, Lord God, would overshadow them, that your very presence, Lord God, would heal every area in their life, that it would heal, Lord God, the very thoughts, that it would heal the mind, that it would heal the spirit. We thank you even now, Father, for those fathers that are crying out saying, Lord, I just want to be free. We send forth the word of deliverance because you said it, Lord God, even concerning what you place in our mouth, you said it will be nigh us even in our mouth, and therefore we send the word of healing, the word of your grace, the word of your anointing, the word of your presence. We speak to the body with those that are racking in pain, and we speak right now to the core of that pain, and we command the pain be removed. We speak right now to the pain of the mind, and we decree and declare that the mind now is hearing the word of God, and we thank you even now that the mind is celebrating the Father, which is in heaven, causing the mind to be at one with the Father. We thank you even now. We call it forth, and we decree and declare our soul in the name of Yeshua, where those thought, that they thought that was scattered, that it could not come back in alignment with the Father, that I've gone too far. But the Father said absolutely nothing is impossible to him that believe. And therefore we speak to the mind, and we cause the mind to be in alignment with the word of God. We speak right now to the spirit man that may have been wounded concerning fathers, and we decree and declare that whatever occurred before, the Father has already said it's in the lake of forgiveness, and therefore you are already free. We thank you even now that it's manifesting in this hour. Those that are bound with forces that have tormented the mind, we decree and declare right now in the name of Yeshua, Amashiach, that the mind is hearing the word of God, that you're no longer entrapped and ensnared by the lies of the enemy. In the name of Yeshua, that you are free. We decree and declare that every demonic force that entered on the inside that thought it will lock and bind you forever, but we decree and declare according to
into the word and Psalms 149, as we go into the realm of the spirit and we go into worship, we call forth the worshiping angels in the name of Yeshua. We magnify, Lord God, the Lord in dance, because you said then the sword of the spirit will be in our mouth. And therefore we decree and declare even in this hour concerning the forces of darkness that thought that it will remain on the inside, but we command you, because we lock and bind the kings and we change the nobles with fetters of iron, and we decree and declare that the fathers are free who thought that they could not be free. We decree and declare in the name of Yeshua that fathers where the enemy spoke that you're going to die with this disease, but we decree and declare the word of God in the name of Yeshua as we send the word. We command right now the word of Isaiah 53, that the report of the law we believe in the name of Yeshua. We decree and declare right now every thought that was showering of that which was not of the Father, saying, I'm going to take you out. But we refute that lie from the lying wonder. And we decree and declare the word of the living God in the name of Yeshua. We command right now cancers to flee by the authority of Yeshua. We command right now that the bone cancer hear the word of the Lord. You have no authority to be there. Therefore, we command you to go. Pancreatic cancer, we command you to go. Sarcomas, we command you to go. Lymphomas, we command you to go. Melanoma, we command you to go. Leukemias, we command you to go. Liver cancer, pancreatic cancer, we command you to go. We decree and declare the word of the living God even in this hour. My Father God, blockages in the heart, we command you to be removed now by the authority of Yeshua. I'm a Shekma. We speak to the plasma cells. We command you to hear the word of the Lord. Multiple myeloma, you have no authority to be there. We command you to go now in the name of Yeshua. I'm a Shek. Father, we thank you for the Father's walking in his hour. As you told the one, take up your bed and walk. We decree and declare even now, fathers are walking who may have been lame, and those who are mute, we command the mute spirit to leave, and they will speak this hour. We decree and declare it even so. My Father God, we thank you right now. Whatever, my Father God, as you shoot a bracket around the head, but we smash the host of hell with the word of the living God, and we command every brace around the head. My Father God, we command it is broken in the name of Yeshua with the sword of the Spirit, because you said that your word, Father, destroys the youth. In the name of Yeshua, we thank you right now concerning fathers. This is the hour that they walk. This is the hour that they run with the word of the living God, compelling men, come and see a man. Hallelujah. A man from Galilee. My Father God, we thank you right now, Father, that word is going forth, that there was a shout as they're running. Hallelujah. We thank you right now, Lord God, that there was a joy unspeakable, full of glory, and you added no sorrow to it. They may have been bound, Lord God, in promiscuity, adultery. We decree that spirit is gone, and they are filled with the fruit of the Spirit, and they're running and going telling, even as the woman was at the well, they're going and telling, let me tell you of a man. Hallelujah. We thank you even now, Lord God, that you're manifesting it in this hour. Father God, we give your name the glory. We honor your name. We magnify your name. We extol your name. We exalt your name in this hour. Father, we thank you for the fathers in this hour. Hallelujah. Those who may not have known how to father, but we thank you right now, Father, that you're enveloping each and every one of them, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua. Oh, Father God, that what they could not see before, it is being manifested now. What they could not do before, oh, my Father God, they're able to do now. We thank you even now, Father, that you're showing them a token of good according to your word, Lord God, in the book of storms. We thank you that it's manifesting for the fathers in this hour. But we decree the now faith is, the now faith is, and it's manifesting now on behalf of the fathers. And Father God, we give you the glory. My Father, I thank you that the warring angels are on the highway because the forces of darkness thought that it was going to cause that 18-wheeler to jackknife. But the warring angels are signed against you, and the hand of the angels are going out now, and it's blocking it now by the authority of Yeshua on Mashiach. We thank you now, Father, that you're manifesting it, that you're breaking poverty now in the name of Yeshua. And Lord God, you're causing those my Father God, who held up, my Father, because you said in your word, the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just, but this hour it is loosed for the fathers. Hallelujah. My Father God, I thank you right now. My Father God, I thank you that you're manifesting it even in this hour. Father God, we give you the glory, and we thank you for the glory manifesting, Lord God, in the home of every father. Thank you right now, God. Thank you right now, Father. Thank you right now, our Lord and Savior. Thank you. We give your name forever the glory, oh God. Forever we give you the glory. Thank you, my Father. Hallelujah to the Lamb of the living God.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org. That's werestorethelletteryou.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
The noise of my day, the depression that steals my voice, the confusion that arrests my life, so I can't even make a choice. Life seems so loud, I've been too proud. So Lord, what do I do? I just need a word from you. Oh, I need a word. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. I need a word to tell me just what to do. Please send the word. God, I need to hear from you. Drown out the noise. Let me hear your voice. I need a word. Got bad news. Life just darkened my day. My family is in need, and I just can't seem to make a way. Oh, life seems so loud, and I've been too proud. But I'm asking you now, Lord, send the word. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. I need a word. Tell me what should I do, Lord. I Let me hear your voice. Oh Lord, I know I need a word from you. Hey, I hear you, Lord. I hear you say, stand still and know that you are God. Oh, stand still and believe. I need your word. No weapon formed against me shall be able to prosper. Triumph the Lord. Let me hear your voice. I need a word from you.
Top of the day to you, and I welcome you today to another prophetic experience, teaching time where the word of the Lord comes alive. I'm yours truly, prophet and teacher Lorraine Matthews, and I welcome each and every one of you from around the world for joining us on this day. And surely we honor the Lord for all of the great fathers from all around the world that are listening in. We celebrate you and your day on this day, and we give God all the praise, the honor, and the glory for your responsibility, duty, and commitment in the earth realm. And we certainly thank God for who you are and who you are to the kingdom of God. And I want to take this time to thank the great intercessors and the warriors that come so diligently and release oil into our atmosphere for the lives of his people. Bless you on today, and we thank God for you, you, and you. I bless God for the duty, the responsibility, and the commitment, being that voice of reasoning and the voice of healing and the voice of reconciliation to so many people's lives. We honor God for who you are to him and to the earth realm and the kingdom of God. Well, we have been sharing and teaching from the book of Daniel for a long time. And surely if you've been following us, this book has really gravitated and has touched the lives of so many people. And we thank God for the word of God on today and for all that the Lord is doing and the lives that are being touched by the word of God, and we thank God for it on today. This is the week. This is the week. The countdown is on. So we thank God for what the Lord has allowed us to experience thus far this week. And we give him praise, glory, and honor. My administrator is going to bring the song in real quickly, and we're going to come right back with a word from the Lord for the people of God on this Father's Day. We honor the Lord for the responsibility and the duty. Thank you, Administrator Brian. People of God, we're looking forward to seeing many of you on this week as we share and release all of the word of God on the week, and lives will be changed at this Lifeline Conference 2020. And we're looking forward to what the Lord is doing. And so I bless the Lord on today. All right, Administrator, she'll come back, and then she'll bring the commercial in, and then we'll come back with a word from the Lord. Thank you, intercessors and prayer warriors. We'll be right back. Yes.
Thank you. affirmation de la vérité. You move mountains. You move mountains. You cause walls to fall. You cause walls to fall. You cause walls to fall. Hey, you cause walls to fall. And you cause chains to break. Hey, you cause chains to break. Hey, you cause chains, hey, to break. Hey, you cause, hey, and I'm actually, hey, and giant fall. Hey, giant fall. Giant fall. Giant fall. Could you move mountains?
LaRon Matthews Ministries presents the 11th year of the Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference.
Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference.
June 24th through 26th, 2022.
Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry.
231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Dr. LaRon Matthews, Senior Pastor, presents the 11th year Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference.
The theme, going viral in the midst of a virus.
On June 24th at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Apostle Maurice Simmons, Restoration and Truth Ministries, Hampton, Virginia. On June 25th, 2022, the mid-morning workshop begins at 10 a.m. Bishop Jesse Williams from Chicago, Illinois, and Prophet Jerry Wallace from Birmingham, Alabama. At 7 p.m., Dr. LaRon Matthews, Senior Pastor of Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries. On June 26th, 2022, at 11 a.m., Evangelist Gwen Marshall from Arlington, Texas.
24th through 26th, 2022.
Your hotel information, Holiday Inn Express, 13330 Cicero Avenue, Crestwood, Illinois.
Ask for the Lifeline Block.
Call area code 708-597-3330. Your registration fee is $100. Cash App Cashtag RFPIM. That's Cashtag RFPIM. PayPal, www.werestoreyou.org. For more information, contact 708-825-1988 or text 334-440-6152. Get your reservations together. Make plans to be at the Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference, June 24th through 26th. We definitely want you to be there.
All right. God bless you again, and I welcome you back. God bless you. Once again, those that are following us and listening in, we honor the Lord for you, you, and you on today. And certainly we thank God for where the Spirit of the Lord God is, there is liberty. And I believe that there's a word from the Lord on today. And we honor the Lord for all that he's doing and where his Spirit and presence is. We give him praise, glory, and honor. Those of you who are following us, please share with others. Those who you are connecting with, thank you for the connection. We just thank God for all that the Lord is doing on this day and for the divine connection. We know that this is Father's Day today, and the position that doesn't get a lot of credit for its work and its ability, but nonetheless, we thank God for those who are playing their role or participating in their duty and responsibility on today. We honor the Lord for those fathers that have been in position and God is using them for the kingdom of God. Please, if you would, share with others that they may be blessed today. I believe that this will be a word from the Lord for you on today. And oftentimes a word that would be not only for you, but it'd be a life-changing word for your life, purpose, and destiny. And we thank God for those who understand their duty and their commitment and their dedication, their role, and being who God designed them to be in such a time as this. Let's move into the word of the Lord God. I oftentimes believe that when God speaks, there's a little echo there. I don't know if other lines need to be muted at this time. But nonetheless, we bless the Lord for you and you on this day. As I was sitting and expounding on some things, I was thanking God for the opportunity to be a duty carrier in the Earthland, a duty carrier in the Earthland. And many people have to understand that you have to have a duty in the Earthland, in the kingdom of God. And it takes one to be able to do the type of work we do in the kingdom, to do what we do. It's not an easy place in the earth, so we thank God for it. All right, those of you, please share. Let's go into the, let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you today. We honor you today. We magnify, we glorify your name. Father, we thank you for what you're doing in advance in the lives of your people, God. We ask right now, God, that you would strengthen them, you would cover them, you would heal, you would deliver, you would set free. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bind up the hand of the enemy, God, and we decree and declare that the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but they're only mightier through you to the pulling down of every stronghold, God. We recognize and realize that we're casting down every imagination and every high thing that would exalt itself against the knowledge of your word. And God, then we're bringing every thought into the obedience of your will and having a readiness to revenge disobedience when our obedience is fulfilled. Father, we thank you right now for this day, the mandate on the line that the men and women of God, and Father, especially the fathers that you have established in the earth realm to be carriers of the most powerful thing, the seed. Father, we thank you right now for what you're doing in them and through them. And we give you praise, glory, and honor for it. In the name of Jesus, now, God, we bind up the hand of the enemy. We come against every stronghold that would deviate from the course and the responsibilities and the duty. Father, we thank you for it right now. And we decree and declare, Lord, you that this hour, this season, and this day will be one of the greatest hours and seasons of our life for mankind to know and understand who they are in you and through you. And, Father, I thank you for your presence. I thank you for your glory, and I thank you for your responsibility. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for it now. And I give you praise. I give you glory. And I give you honor even the more in Jesus' mighty name. And it is so. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. All right. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. I've preached many times before and shared the word many times with so many people. And I honor the Lord for allowing us this opportunity to share the word and to bless God's people. And thank you for all of the Father's Day blessings. We appreciate all of you all. I don't take it lightly, and I certainly don't take the duty of this ministry lightly in the lives of God's people. I count it a privilege and an honor. Today I'm going to release the word that God has given me for the people of God, especially for, this is a word for women. Amen. This is the word for the women. Amen. This is the word for men, but I believe this is the word for the women. But oftentimes, I think we misqualify and disqualify the man. Unfortunately, I know that the world has put us in a pattern of our duty and responsibility, but I beg to differ today. I'm in defense of men, men. And let's go into the word of the Lord guided. Let's see what the Lord says about men. Amen. And I want to bless. Please share with others. I tell you that they don't want to miss it today. And surely I know they will be blessed by this word on today. All right. Let's move into the word of the Lord God and go straight into it and talk about it. Let's turn to Genesis. I want to deal with Genesis chapter number one. Genesis chapter number one. And we're going to move to several scriptures that I believe I'm going to read. Amen. Genesis chapter number one. Genesis chapter number one. And you can follow me if you can, wherever you're at, if you're driving and traveling. Continue to drive. And those who are following us, stay with us. Genesis chapter number one, verses number 26, Genesis chapter number 1, verses number 26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image God created him, male and female, created he them. And God blessed them, and said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish, and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowls of the air, over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Verse 27, and God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female. He created them. Genesis chapter number 2, verse number 7. And the Lord formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostril the breath of life. And man became a living soul. And y'all got to stay with me today. Can't go to sleep on this masterpiece here. Genesis chapter number 17. Genesis chapter number 17. And verse number 1. And when Abram was 90 years old, or when Abram was 90 years and 9, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect, and I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, because thy name should be Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made thee, and I will make thee exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. Amen. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee, in their generation, for an everlasting covenant to be a God unto thee, and to thy seed after thee, unto thee, and to thy seed after thee, the land therein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for everlasting possession, and I will be their God. All right. Amen. Let me turn over to the book of, let's turn over to the book of Luke, chapter number 23 and verse 32. Now, theologically, if you study theology, the study of the divine will of God, and Christology, and you intertwine them together, theology deals with God's divine will. Christology deals with Christ's humanity. Pneumatology deals with the spirit. So in what I'm sharing, I'm tying them in, because Old Testament prophets receive, New Testament precede. Divine connects with humanity. And I'm going to tie them in so you will understand where I'm going today. I'm going to deal with the entrance, and I'm going to deal with the exit. Now I'm dealing with the exit, but I'm not changing the plan. Luke chapter 23, verses 32. And there were also two other male factors led with him to be put to death. And they were come to the place, which is called Calvary, and there crucified him in the male factor, one to the right hand and the others to the left. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots. And the people stood beholding. And the rulers also with them deride and say, he saved others, let him save himself, if he be Christ, the chosen of God. And the soldier also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar and saying, if thou be the king of the Jews, save thyself. And a superscription also was written over him in letters, Greek, Latin, Hebrew. This is the king of the Jews. And one of the malefactors which were hung railed on him, saying, if thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answered, rebuking him, saying, does not thou fear God, seeing thou art the same condemnation, and we indeed justified, for we receive the due reward of our deed. But this man hath done nothing amiss, and said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And he said unto them, verily I say unto thee, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. Verse 44, and it was about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over all the earth and unto the ninth hour, and the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he gave a loud voice and said, Father, into thy hand I commend my spirit, and have said, thus. He gave up the ghost. He gave up the ghost. I want to deal with this today, but I want to really earmark this. I want to deal with this today, the duty of the Father. But I want to do this in this defense of man, the duty of the carrier, the duty of the Father and the duty of the carrier. So I want to deal with the sisters today because oftentimes, the sisters have missed this point. Whether you've been in a relationship with a man, you've been broken heart by a man, you've been disappointed by a man, there have been challenges by a man. You even say that that's your baby daddy, regardless. If he's your sperm donor, it makes no difference. If it was not for him or his seed, you would not have creation, period. There's no record in history that can prove you can birth out it without a seed entering into you. Now, I know what the world has said concerning the man. I know what the world have said concerning the father. But let me tell you something about a daddy. You know, my daughters, they get in trouble. And every time my daughters get in trouble, they never call the mother. They call the daddy. You know, my sons is on a different end. Now, when my son gets in trouble, they find a way to reach out to the mother. But when they reach out to the mothers, and I got many mothers, they always find room to call the daddy. Now, they might cuss me out a little bit, say a few words, go back, but they still say, Lauren, you need to talk to your son. Really? You need to talk to your son. Y'all stay with me. Don't go nowhere. Don't go to sleep. I'm going to educate you a little bit here. Let's go over to Genesis one more time and see what the description is all about. The description says here in Genesis chapter number 1, and God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, let them have dominion over the fish of the air, over the fowl of the sea, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created the man in his own image. In the image, God created him, male and female, created them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. Subdue and have dominion over the fish of the air, over the fowls of the sea, and over everything that liveth and moveth upon the earth. Now, I want to go over here again to Exodus. I want to deal with this. Over to Genesis again. I want to deal with Genesis chapter 17. This is Genesis chapter 17. And I want to go to verse number 2 or 1. And when Abram was 90 years old and 90, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am Almighty God. Walk before me, thou, and be thou perfect, and I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abram fell at his face, and God talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Stay with me. As for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be called Abraham. For a father of many nations have I made thee. But the name shall be Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made thee. And I will make thee a exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of thee. And kings shall come out of thee. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee in their generation for an everlasting covenant to be a God unto thee. In thy seed after thee, and I will give unto thee and to thy seed after thee the land wherein thou art a stranger, in the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. Now, all right, now let me go to the mountain and make my exit here. Isn't it interesting, in chapter number 2, God said, I formed man from the dust of the earth. Now, here's the entrance. Now let's go to the exit. Luke 23 and 46. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hand I commend my spirit, and have said thus, and gave up the ghost. Now, I want to deal with this for a minute. The duties of the Father. But I want to deal with this a little bit more. The man is the Alpha, and he really is the Omega. Because when Jesus leave here, he give the ghost up to the Father. When God established him, he gave it to the man. So he made man the Father. And when he leave, he give his soul back to the Father, but he create man from the dust, the soul. So I want to talk to somebody about the duty of the carrier. Isn't it interesting that a man carries about 50 million sperms. And of his sperm seed, y'all ain't been saved all your life, so don't get deep with me today. That one exact seed is the seed that is the specific seed to the egg. Of all of his seeds, the one seed must be the target of the exact to the egg. Now stay with me, don't go nowhere. He has over 50 million. But out of him, only one must be the target to creating through the egg that will birth out greatness for the Father. Now, isn't it interesting how God will put man to sleep, a deep sleep, go inside, do an operation, go inside, cut him open, bring back to him. Look at this. Here's what God said. He said, this is what God did. Now this is going to bless somebody. God put man in a deep sleep. Listen to that. He goes inside and pull out the womb and bring him back. So he puts man to sleep. Then he goes back and he brings back woman. Look at that. He puts man to sleep in a deep sleep. Take man out of him. And then when he brings back, he put woman. So he put man to sleep. Take man out of him, bring back to him woman. He bring back to the man his womb and still make a man. So whatever you say about a man, he going to always be the womb of himself. See, you got to understand the man. Can I preach to somebody today? Let me tell you something. See, you got to understand. However you do it, however you say it, he's still going to be a womb of man. He's going to be the womb of woman. So the power of a man, he gets a bad rap. We must get the rap for being bad because we always going to take the womb of man. We have been created from the beginning of time to be the womb of the world. So we will never get the credit. We will always carry the pain. Preach, Brother Matthew. Preach, Brother Matthew. Come on. Preach, Brother Matthew. See, you got to understand, whatever you do in the world and wherever you go in the world, the man is always going to be the one who's going to take the hit because God put us in a deep sleep and he had to bring us back to us. See, everything must fall on the man. It ain't going to fall on you. No matter how much you design or you say or you establish or you talk, it's going to always fall on the womb of man. Now, the problem is you're going to deal with some issue, but you're not going to deal with the womb of man because the man is always going to be the head. No matter how you design it or create it or establish it and how you fix the vocality of the man, he's going to always be the womb of man. You can't change him. Society and the world the way it exists is always going to have to deal with the Alpha. And they're going to exit with the Omega. See, because when Jesus leaves, He says, Father, into thy hand I commit my spirit. Then in the beginning, what he said, let us make man in our image and likeness. So however you do it, when we created, he made us. When he exited, he still had us. So it, when he made us and we exited, he still had the man. See, the world must understand this piece of the critical mysticism of humanity. And even when God made a deal, look at somebody say, God struck a deal with Abraham. He struck a deal with Abraham. If Abraham, you be perfect before me, I'll make you fathers of many nations, and I'll covenant with your seed, that your seed will create kings. And out of that seed, there will not be any other greater than your seed, because the seed carries a powerful instrument in the creativity of God. And no matter how you do it, how you establish it, it's going to be through that seed, and that seed is going to be the masterpiece of anything that comes out of the woman, no matter how you think or how you say. So yes, he is who he is. He's going to be who he are going to be. Let me just look at the. Let me look at this word that they call father. Let me look at this word they call father. What they call father? A man in relationship with his children or children. Now, you know, as I was dealing with my daughter yesterday, and we spent a lot of time together. We spent a whole lot of time together. And we spent a lot of time. My daughter was just 48 hours ago in a major car accident. She should have been gone. The car was total. Everybody can go on my Facebook page and see the picture. And as I went to view the car and went to view her and other friends, here's the power. She did not call her mother. She called me. And you know what she called me? Because when you're a daddy, no matter what happens, you have to deal with the protector, because the protector is the one that's the projector of his children. See, a daddy is one who understands the heart of his children. See, that's why the world want to downplay the man. But when you are a protector of your seed, see, one of the things about a man, he may be a papa is a rolling stone, whether lay it health is home. He may be a sperm donor to you. He may be less than a man. But it's interesting, without him, he would not be called any of that stuff. Big God Almighty. He would not be called any of that stuff. So at the end of the day, he's still the creator of your creation. But guess what? God said, let us make man. And then when Jesus leaves, he said, Father, into my hand, I commit it. So however you put this piece of a man, he is still the ultimate creativity. He was the first on earth to have the operation. He was the last on earth to take the spirit of the Father, of the Son. So whatever you do, he's going to always have the spirit of his Son, and he's going to always have the first to be cut. So he's going to always be the first to be cut, and he's going to be the last to have the spirit of the Son. So because of who he is in the spirit of who he'll be, no matter what the world would say and what the world would talk about and what the world would establish, he's going to always be the protector of the beginning of a matter and the end of the matter. The problem is, can you accept, watch this, the duty? Look at this. I'm going to look at the word duty here. I'm almost done. I got to get over there. Got to go over preachers at our church, but I'm taking them to another subject here. I want to look at the word duty here, because oftentimes what people don't understand is the word duty, the duty. The duty is a moral or legal obligation and responsibility, a moral and legal obligation and responsibility. So the problem now is really the man, or the problem is it the world that's trying to create what man will become, when a man's supposed to be who God said he would be. She is the world who designed and the world who established what a man will become and what a man will be. Because a man doesn't change his who he is. The man is built. Man is established based upon what the world say. But when you know who you are as a man and you know who you are in the creativity of God, no matter what's established, I'm going to always be who God said I'm going to be. God already said in the beginning. He already said, let us make man in our image. And then after our likeness, then in chapter number 2, he said, I made man from the dust of the earth. Then he went over to Abraham and told Abraham, I'm going to make you father of many nations, and then I'm going to take your seed, and I'm going to let your seed make many nations, and out of your seed will come kings. So a man has a very powerful position in the earth realm, no matter what people have said, a man will become. Because after all, it's through that man that has to sleep with that presence that's inside you. So sisters, you got to remember, he may not be who you said he's going to be, but he's who God said he was going to be in the earth realm. No matter how you designed it, created it, the world said it, the world expository on it, the world established it, how the world may try to create him to be, he is going to always be a man. Can I talk to those who are on the down low and still trying to be on the up high? Can I talk to your brother? See, there are brothers of you who are on the down low, but you're still on the up high. Because even though you tick, 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 you still got the seed that's going to create creation. Because no matter where you are at in your walk with the, your walk in life, you're still going to be who you are. No matter how much you carry a purse and wear a skirt, no matter how much you change your image and go through chemical imbalances, you will never be able to change that creativity, because inside you, you're carrying a powerful seed inside you. Your mind may be warped, but you're still a man. Your mind may be messed up, you're still a man. You may have a crimp in your hook, and you may have a hook in your hook. You may be hanging with Joseph and hanging with Tim, but there's not going to stop. You can never do anything else, because you are a man. You are a man. And when you finish your assignment in life, you're still going to be a man. And guess what? A man with a womb, man. Now, to the brothers out there who lost your way along the way, to the brothers out there who may lost your way because of alcoholism, drugs, brother who out there who may be in the prison systems of the world and locked behind the prison system, you do not lose your manhood. See, the system in the world has established what you're going to be. But you have to understand, if you read the word of God from the book of Genesis, he said, let us make man in the image and after our likeness. Then he said in chapter number 2, he made man of the dust of the earth. And then he told Abraham, he said, Abram, I will make you what? I will make your father of many nations, and I'm going to take you from Abram to Ham, and I'm going to connect you with every bloodline there is in the earth realm, and I'm going to establish you for the power and the glory of what you were, and then your seed will be blessed, and then out of your seed will become king, and you will have rulership in everything that you do, and everything that is established is going to come through you, and nothing else in the creativity of what it would be outside of that. So a man will always be who he is because he is first womb a man. God cut him open and then he brought him back to himself. So God had to cut him open and then he took him out and then brought him back. And when God brought him back, he brought him back to his womb. And then when Jesus leaves the earth, he said, Father, into thy hand do I commit my spirit. So he still had the spirit and he still had creation. He had creativity. That's why the word of the Lord God said in the book of Revelation 1:8, he said, I am the Alpha and I am the Omega. I am the beginning and the end, the first and the last, which was, which is, which is to become. I am God Almighty. The duty of man is responsibility. The duty of man is obligation. The duty of man is commitment. The duty of man is obedience and allegiance and loyalty, faithfulness, fidelity, respect. The duty of man is reverence, homage. And the duty of man is deference. The duty of man is job, task. The duty of man is assignment, commission, mission, and function. The duty of man is custom and customer. Duty of man. The duty of man is all of the above. The men have a powerful responsibility. The man is who God said to be. And let me stop and pause. I had a little challenge one day with what we call parental issues. And so one of the parents said to me, I am the father and I am the mother. Oh, let me stop here. Let me bless somebody. You can never be the man. You can never be the father. You are the womb of me, but you can never take on the total duty of me. See, my sound is different. My walk is different. My creativity is different. The way I've been designed is different. The way I've been structured is different. The way I live life is totally different. And what I carry is deeply what you need, and you can't do it. That's who I am. I am that I am. That's what he said. He said, I am that I am. So you cannot never take the role or the duty or the responsibility. Now, what you can say is I have to take on the financial obligation of it, but you can't take on the image of me, because what comes from me comes from me. Now, we have not done everything we supposed to do, but at the end of the day, you still say, you look like your daddy. You still say, you act like your daddy. You still say, you're a reminder of your daddy. So guess what? At the end of the day, hallelujah. I'm going to end. At the end of the day, guess what? That's still your baby daddy. You may be single, still your baby daddy. You may be divorced, still your baby daddy. How you may call him, he's still your baby daddy. He may be with her on the other side of town, he's still your baby daddy. You may downplay him, but he's still your baby daddy. You may not be able to get financial money and financial resources, he's still your baby daddy. You may do all of the things that are above, and you say everything you can say, he's still your baby daddy. He may not qualify for what you qualify for, but God still says, guess what? He's your baby daddy. He may miss the mark, but he was already created from the greatest creation of mankind. He's still your baby daddy. Oh, yeah, he is. Let me take you over here. Here's what Jesus said to this is Jesus' farewell address. I'm going to end on this one. Believe me, I'm going to end on this one. This is the farewell address, and I'm going to give you a chance to blow it and bless this seed today. This is third Sunday, so everybody know this is third Sunday. You can bless yourself, seed with him, because this is the word of the Lord. It's the duty of fathers, the duty of the father, and then the duty of the carrier. Now, here's what he said. This is Jesus in his farewell address, because, you know, you got all the preachers in the world want to deal with the last seven sayings of Jesus. But let me deal with the final saying of Jesus, and then I want to take you back to the Father, what he said, the first saying of mankind. See, we want to talk about the last seven. I want to deal with the beginning, and I want to deal with the end. So in the beginning, he said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness. Quote. Then he exited. This is Jesus exiting out. Now, theology is divine, God himself. Christology is Jesus dealing humanity. Now we see. Here's what he said in his final address. This is the final address. Now, as he entered in, he entered into the earth realm, saying, or from eternity. Now, look at this. This is powerful. From eternity, he said, let us make man in our image and in our likeness. He made man. Now, that's from his divine will. Then he exited out in his humanity. And he said, and when Jesus cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hand I commend my spirit. Now, isn't it interesting? He created man from his spirit. Then he exited out and put man back into his spirit. So no matter how you say it, how you design it, we are the duty. We are the carrier. So he said in Revelation, now here's John and the Revelator in John 1 and 8. He said, I am the Alpha, the image. I am the Omega, the Spirit, which was, which is to become. I'm God Almighty. So the math question is today, and what we call, I call it the anatomy of the academy into the earth realm. No matter how you design it or how you establish it and how you put it, he's still who God said he'll be. And isn't it interesting? He said, I made man just a little lower than the angel. So he still gave us a description in his plan. He still established us in all of his greatness that he created. Isn't it interesting? The power and the strength of man and where men come from and the ability of man. So the world now must go back to what God says about man. And when he goes back to that, man is the essence of what the earth is all about. Do you know why everything is out of balance in the earth? Because people have downplayed the man. Do you know why women, major women who go through major things in their body as a woman, that's causing them to deal with all of these infirmities? It's because you're taking on duties and responsibility that were never designed for your human anatomy. You were feminine, not masculine. A man has the strength and the power and the ability of the creativity. A man can push the car. You can push and pump a car, but it costs your femininity something. See, you have to understand the power of a man. No matter how much you call yourself a strength, you may be a butcher or a butch, but you can never be the creativity of a gentleman, because a gentleman carries something with inside of him. Isn't it interesting? He's called a gentleman because inside of him, he still has the creativity of God images. It has the power and the authority that is far, far greater than you can ever imagine. The earth is defined by his essence. The earth lives by his essence. When he really knows who he is and what he's about in the earth realm, he's a powerful instrument far greater than any creativity. He's a masterpiece from God. He was established from the eternity. Then God put him in a deep sleep and actually brought him back to himself and just put woe mean to him and gave him everything that was needed to be who he is and be who he are in the things of God. Can I talk to you men? Can I talk to some men for a few minutes? Oh, yeah, I want to holler at the men. I just hollered at the sister. We'll go back to y'all in a minute. I'm going to talk to the brothers. See, brothers, what you don't really understand, that even if the Father is not there, there's a search for man. See, inside of you, you're searching for the inner man. Your mother can never give that to you. Your grandmother can never give that to you. They can give you what's in the kitchen. He can give you what's in the field. Because he was in the field, it make him the Apollo, the infrastructure of labor. Because in the man, you got to have the man that's the laborer. She can go into the labor room. He must go into the labor, to the work, to create what will be in the room that she will have, the labor room. Because it's in him, the power of a man. Because it's that man that's the structure of everything that's been built. He's the structure of every creativity. She had lost her essence. When a man is not there, she has to step into a role. But she can never be the duty of a man. Because a man has the duty, of his, who he is. The duty of the Father. You cannot do anything outside of that creativity and the imagery of who he is. If it wasn't from him, you would not have what you carry. Because you need him, no matter what you say. Isn't it interesting? You can sit down. Back to your sister. Isn't it interesting? You can sit down with your homegirl, and she could tell you all kinds of stuff about your man. 20 minutes later, when you told your man bye-bye, she'll find room to call him up. And that's your man. Or that's your baby daddy now. Okay, let me go back. Let me go back to men. See, you got to understand the power of who he is. Let's look at the duty here. I'm going to do it. Duty is moral legal obligations, responsibilities, and duty. Obligation in commitment, obedience in allegiance. Isn't it interesting? Most sisters, most of their best friends are men. Wow. Talk man. I'm blessing you. See, it's that thing that God has done. Even though people tried to play us down, but you still can't play us down. The man. So here it is, Jesus in his farewell address. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into my hand I commend my spirit. And he said, thus, and he gave it up. And guess where it went back to? Man, the power and the ability and the strength of the duty of the Father. He's one of the greatest things that God ever established. Let me look at this final. The Father, a man in relationship to his children and to his children's children. That's the power of man. The little girl, she had her mother there, and she loved her mother, but there was an issue between the mother and the father. And she had everything that the mother can give her, but she was missing that part of the father. And so one day there was a knock at the door, and the knock at the door, the man opened the door, and there's this little girl. Now watch this, listen to this. There's this little girl, now a grown woman, that the mother never told her the address, never told her the street, never told her the neighborhood, but she's carrying the spirit of a father. She knocked at the door. He opened the door. And there's this little princess standing at the door. He looks at her, and she looks at him. With tears in his eyes coming down, and tears in her eyes, she said to him, I've been looking for my daddy. And when she saw her father, all of the years of faith that was separated cannot change the hug of a father. Because when she saw her father, she knew that was her daddy. Let me tell you something. Men, stay in your position. No matter what the world may say to you or define to you, you are who God said he is, not your womb, man. You God designed you to be. And I know you want to snatch the duty away, take the responsibility away. You can't take the duty of a father. He is who he is to God. And he will never change that part of his life because he's who God said he would be. He's a man before anything that could ever be. And many years can pass and many things can transpire in the world. But guess what? It does not take the duty and the responsibility of the man away. So no matter where you at, you are the duty carrier. You have the duty of the Father. And that's the greatest thing
that God gave you.
So to the men, happy Father's Day. To the duty carrier, happy Daddy's Day to you. You are who God said you would be. Hands down, you're the essence of who God said. She can never be a king. She can be a princess. She can be a queen. You're the king. You'll always be that because you have the most important role on the earth and in the earth realm. There's no other definition of who you are or what you will be. All right? So hold on to that. In the beginning, he said, let us make man. And then Abraham, he told him, you'll be for many nations. And then Yeshua, he says it to him. And his exit player, Father, into thy hand, I commit my spirit. So he's what? He's life. He's soul. And he's God's man at the end of the day. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. We honor you for all that you say. We are in us and through us. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for your mighty hand. We thank you for your mighty presence and mighty power. We thank you for all that you have given us to be. And on this day, Lord, that you have established for man, we thank you for it. And we honor you for it. And Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would navigate our mind and our thoughts and our will to the totality of the duty. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I end on this one. My father is 80 years old, father of 18 children. My dad is still here in the land. And we had our ups and we had our downs. We had our ins and we had our outs. But guess what? Just his image and just who he is has been the essence of who I am in this world. He's going to always carry a special place in my heart while he's here. And many of you have fathers that might not be there or may be somewhere in the cut. But he's always going to be a special person. So I say to my dad, happy Father's Day to you. And to all of my brothers, happy Father's Day to you. And to all the men, happy Father's Day to you on today. And we bless you all on this special day. In Jesus' name. Love you, Dad. Appreciate you. All right, let's go ahead real quickly. Take up a seat today, our offering. This is third Sunday. Amen. And I want to give everybody an opportunity to be a blessing today, to sow into the kingdom of God and be a blessing on this third Sunday and on Father's Day. And for many of you who have followed me and who've been following me, I want to give you an opportunity to be a blessing on this day. And you all who've been listening and following us along the way, I want those of you who say, Prophet Matthew, I'm sowing the seed of $100 today to the ministry. Sowing this seed, those of you who are following us, and those who will come later and share, I want to give you an opportunity to do that. You can do it via Cash App Money Sign, RFPIM. You can do it via Zelle, and we restore you, the letter U, at yahoo.com. You can go over to the website, our website, and click on the website up there, and you can go, we restore you, the letter U.org. You can mail your seed to 231 East, 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois. Those who are partnering with us, those who are virtual members today, you can sow your tithes and your offering at that medium. You can do it from there. Today is third Sunday, and we want to give you an opportunity. It's a love Sunday. To be a blessing as well. I know that this is a word that is life-changing for many of us today. And let this word resonate in your spirit and in your heart. And hold on. And please, for many of you, share it with others Some of you sisters shared with some other sisters. Some of you brothers shared with the other brothers, that they may be able to understand the power and the ability and the strength of who that man is and what he's supposed to be in that duty. This is one of those words that is going to be a strength to you. It's going to be a strength to your son. Put your son in front of him. Let him hear. Let him be blessed by that. Put your daughter in front. Let her be blessed by this word on today. This is one of those words that I believe is life-changing for you. All right, go ahead and sow that seed today. We bless the Lord for you. We are in this week. We're just 5 days away from our powerful conference 2022, Lifeline Conference. We want to see you here at the Lifeline Conference here. It will be a blessing to see you there. It's going to be a powerful time, powerful leaders that will be ministering all 3 days. We'll have two night service and two daytime service. Workshops are going to be Saturday, Sunday finale. We're going to have one of our great leaders ministering the word of God and blessing God's people. We want to see you in the building. So if you're in our region, if you're flying in, we're looking forward to seeing you. I'm looking forward to putting a face with a voice for so many of you. Some of you have had a chance to meet personally. Some of you have followed me from Clubhouse to, you have followed me from Instagram, from Facebook. Some of you have read the book, Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Some of you have been connected to us. I would like to see who you are personally, just to embrace you and let you know how much I really appreciate you and thank you for all that you have been to us in a Lifeline 2022. It's coming up. It's coming Friday. I'm excited about what God is doing. I'm excited to have you, to welcome you. Pull out the welcome carpet of Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry. All right, some of you, real quickly, we don't want to deviate from that sowing that seed today. I bless the Lord. Go ahead and do that today. We'll see you all in the sanctuary just a few hours away. I believe that it's going to be a powerful word from the Lord. Let this word cover you. The message today, the duty of the father and the duty carriers. You share this with as many people as you can. Let their life be touched and ministered to in such a grand way. Bless you on today, Sister Ranisha. God bless you, Sister Dela Cruz. We bless the Lord for you on today. God bless you to our team administrator. God bless you, Sister Downey. God bless you on today, Sister Howard. Bless you, Brother James. Bless you, Prophetess Wright. Bless you, Dr. McMillan. Bless you on today. Bless you, Sister Cummings. Bless you. Bless you on today, Sister Latoya. Bless you, Pastor Sewell. Bless you on today. Bless you all on today. Bless you, Mika. Bless you. We thank God for you on today. Honoring the Lord for all of the great, powerful vessels on today. We bless the Lord. Sister Ware, bless you. Apostle, bless you on today. Man, servant Apostle, great, bless you on today. Sister Beale, bless you. Sister Dunn, bless you. Sister Gilbert, bless you. We thanking God for all of you who are joining us. Thank Sister Brinkley, bless you. Thank you. Brother Renard, bless you on today. Thank you. We thank you. Sin City, bless you on today. The Real, bless you on today. Thanking God for all of those who have connected with us and been blessed by the word of the Lord God. Amen. Stay in that powerful place in the Lord. Let this word resonate in your spirit and gravitate in your heart and your mind. Good men are hard to find. And when you find one, he's a great investment to the plan and the power of God on today. I bless you on today. Don't forget to sow that seed today. We thank you in advance for all that you are to us. I love you immensely. Thank you for partnering with us, connecting with us. And if you're not with any ministry today, we want to give you an opportunity to connect with our ministry. We want to connect with you around the world. Call our office number at 877-912-2027. If you have not, Sister Lou, bless you on today. Thank you. Love you, woman of God. Appreciate you on today. Thank God for you. All of you all who's connected with us, I tell you, I am excited. excited about the Lord. And we said, Prophet Matthew, I need your leadership. I need your guidance. It's something about your life that have really blessed us today. It's something about this word today that really transformed my life. I never seen it like this, and it'll never be like this again. You said, Prop, I want to connect with you. Call our office number. We want to connect with you. There are many men who are out of place. Many men have been displaced. Many women have been out of place and displaced. We want to connect with you, and we want you to connect with our ministry. We are who we say we are. The authenticity of this ministry doesn't change because the atmosphere of people change. We're who we are. All right, so connect with us on today. And finally, if you're listening in and you have downplayed your life, and you have downplayed your relationship, in other words, you don't know who you are in the kingdom, you're backslidden, and you're still trying to figure out who you are, whether you're up on high, down low, you're struggling, you're going through some things, I want to personally give you an invitation today to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. The word of the Lord God said, he that wins souls is wise. And when one soul accepts their life and accepts Jesus Christ as the Lord, heaven rejoices. So if you're that man and you're that woman today, you need to come back to the Lord and get him in your life again and to receive him. Let's pray right now. Just say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I repent of every sin I committed against you. Come into my life this day, and I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. And I believe you died and you raised again from the dead. In Jesus' name, amen. Man of God, woman of God, if you said that you are saved, and the Bible said, in the word of the Lord God, he that wins souls is wise. And one of the things I say to anybody, when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord, you're guaranteed eternity. But you still have to deal with those things that were recorded in humanity. You don't lose your memory, but you have a new, renewed mind in God. So we thank God for you on today, those of you who accepted the Lord as your Savior. I love you, people of God. Continue to have a phenomenal day. Please share this once again with many people. The message today is the duty of farmer, the duty carrier in the earth realm. I bless you on today, third Sunday. Be a blessing for the advance. Have a phenomenal day in the Lord. Go in his power and his strength. We'll talk to you soon. And shalom in your court is my prayer for you all today. And don't forget, join us later tonight. Later tonight, we'll be in Clubhouse later tonight. So let people know, later tonight, we'll be joining them in Clubhouse later tonight. Me and Dr. Sherry Sam on Clubhouse tonight. Love you all. We'll see you in the Sanctuary Restoration family. I'm excited. Come with your best. We're having a shout time in the Lord. God bless you. And shalom in your court is my prayer for you all today. God bless.
LaRon Matthews Ministries presents the 11th year of the Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference.
Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference.
June 24th through 26th, 2022.
Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry.
231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Dr. LaRon Matthews, Senior Pastor, presents the 11th year Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference.
The theme, going viral in the midst of a virus.
On June 24th at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Apostle Mari Simmons, Restoration and Truth Ministries. Virginia on June 25th, 2022. The mid-morning workshop begins at 10 a.m. Bishop Jesse Williams from Chicago, Illinois, and Prophet Jerry Wallace from Birmingham, Alabama. At 7 p.m., Dr. LaRon Matthews, Senior Pastor of Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries. On June 26, 2022. At 11 a.m., Evangelist Gwen Marshall from Arlington, Texas.
24th through 26, 2022.
Your hotel information, Holiday Inn Express, 13330 Cicero Avenue, Crestwood, Illinois.
Ask for the Lifeline Block.
Call area code 708-597-3330. Your registration fee is $100. Cash App cash tag RFPIM. That's cash tag RFPIM. PayPal, www.werestoreyou.org. For more information, contact 708-825-1988 or text 334-440-6152. Get your reservations together. Make plans to be at the Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference, June 24th through 26th. We definitely want you to be there.